我首先呢提醒我自己要稍微自由一点。
And first of all, I need to remind myself to be free.
因为我觉得我坐在这里啊都有点紧张的。
I feel a little bit nervous while sitting here.
那么，感谢主啊，让我们今年呢有一个好像看起来比较不一样的一个下午的聚会。
And thank the Lord that the Lord has given us this afternoon, which is a little bit different.
我实在很盼望啊，我们弟兄姊妹在一起的这个聚会生活呢，越来越有家的这个感觉。
I really hope that our time gathering together will be more and more like a family.
啊，所以这个下午这个聚会呢，我们希望呢采取稍微比较自由一点的形式。
So for the afternoon sessions, we would like to take a form that is a bit more free.
啊，我想这样哈，我们开头的时候呢，我们还是唱点诗歌吧。
And let's begin by singing some hymns.
我们用背的好不好？
Let's try to sing it from our memory.
啊，我们先唱一首这个，大人小孩都会的。
And we try to sing a song that can be recited by both adults and kids.
大家会唱那个他是主吗？
Can everybody remember the song He is Lord?
好，一起来啊。
Together.
他是主。他是 Lord, 他已从死里复活为他是 Lord, 万民要跪拜 ，Every tongue confess, 耶稣基督是主。唱你是主，你是主。下的人唱了。
And now this time is a turn for those who are younger than 40 years old.
来，他是40岁到60岁的人唱。
What about for those who are 40 years old to 60?
看看哪一个年龄的人呢、啊？这个唱的比较释放、啊。
And see which age range brother and sister will sing it with more freedom.
啊，一起来。
Together. For those who are 60 years old and above.
他是主，他是主。
只有你在唱，
怎么只有我一个人声音呢？对，
嘿，大家要唱啊！ For those who are 60 years old and above. Yeah, please.
声音大一点啊！
60 years old and above.
年纪老了，但也不能认输，来。
Even we are advanced in age, but we cannot lose it.
他是主，他是主。他已从死里复活，为他是主，万膝要跪拜，万口要承认，耶稣基督是主。最后大家一起来，
那 together。
Lord, I am in the name of the Lord.
之主，万心要跪拜，万口要赞美。
主啊，是的，我们从心里尊你为主。
Lord, yes, indeed, we would like to revere as our Lord from the depth of our hearts.
你也实在是我们的主。
And so you are indeed our Lord.
愿今天下午你掌权在这个聚会里。
And may you reign in this afternoon's meeting.
主啊，给我们有自由的灵，彼此在一起有交通。
So that we have a freedom in our spirit, we can freely share in you.
我们求你。透过每一个弟兄姊妹来说话。
And I pray that you will speak through all brothers and sisters.
让我们能对你在我们身上的心意能够有更清楚、更明白的认识。
So that we can come to know your will in our lives more clear.
主啊，用你的同在覆庇这个聚会。
And may you cover this meeting with your presence.
愿厚厚的膏油显在每一个人身上。
May the abundant anointing be upon every one of us.
无论年长的，
whether those who are old,
年幼的，
or younger ones,
或孩子们，
or the kids.
主，我们是你的家。
Lord, we are your household.
我们是你家里面的人。
And we are members of your house.
我们渴望能够在这里。不仅享受家的丰富。
Not only here do we need to enjoy the abundance in your house.
主啊，你也在这里找着你的家。
But you can also find your house here.
所以下午这点时间。
So for the time this afternoon.
让我们在你的面前一同来交通。
Let's have a fellowship before you.
就如当初门徒们围绕你一样。
And just like disciples gathering before you in the old time.
主啊，我们的心实在是渴慕你。
And our hearts do desire after you.
我们真是愿意我们能爱你如同你那样爱我们。
And we really desire to love you just like the way you love us.
所以这一点时间。
So for this time.
愿你来分别为圣。
May you set it apart.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我觉得我们哈各地的聚会呢都应该这个学着多背一点诗歌。
And I feel that for brothers and sisters in various localities, we should learn to memorize some more hymns.
如果我们会背很多的诗啊
，If we know how to memorize hymns,
我想我们的聚会的灵就会更自由。
And I feel like we would have a more freedom in spirit in our meetings.
啊，所以我们鼓励各地的聚会呢，回去之后呢。能有多一点的时间鼓励弟兄姊妹来背诗歌。
So I would like to encourage the various assemblies to encourage brothers and sisters to spend some time memorizing hymns.
那么今天下午呢
？So for this afternoon,
我们在这里哈，我们全家聚在一起。
So here we are gathered as an entire family.
我们大家一同在主面前来有点交通。
And we have some fellowship before the Lord.
在来之前呢
，Before I came，
我在主面前寻求啊
，And I have some seeking before the Lord。
哎，有一天呢，很清楚的这个约书亚记第24:15的话就显在我的里面。
And one day it became very clear that the verse from Joshua 24chapter 24, verse 15 appeared in my heart.
我相信这节圣经是大家都非常熟悉的。
I think this is a very familiar verse to all of us.
当然，这节是最后那一句话。
Of course, it is the latter portion of this verse.
应该大家都会背了。我们一起来背，好吧？
And I think
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。英文的来一遍看看。
Okay, let's recite it all together in English.As for me and my house, and we shall serve the Lord.
我们都知道这是约书亚一句非常有名的话。
I know this is a familiar, very famous saying from Joshua.
我们也知道约书亚呢是一个忠心侍奉神的神的仆人。
We also know that Joshua was a faithful servant of the Lord.
如果我们把约书亚记读过之后
，If we read through the book of Joshua，
我们能感觉到他的经历一点都不下于这个摩西。
And we can say that his his experience was not less, actually was not less than Moses.
那么摩西把以色列带出埃及。
And Moses brought Israel out of Egypt.
是约书亚把他们带进迦南美地。
And Joshua brought them into the promised land.
我们知道这在古代呢，这是两个忠心侍奉主的。
We know that those two were the faithful servants of the Lord in the old time.
那么在他们身上有共同的特性。
And there are some common traits in their lives.
就是他们在神的手中都经过神精心的制作。
And because in the hands of the Lord, they had experienced the working of the Lord.
摩西呢，经过神四十年在旷野里面的。这一个制作
and Moses was experiencing the working of the Lord 40 years in the wilderness.
以至于神能用他把两三百万以色列的百姓呢，从仇敌的手中把他带出埃及。
So that the Lord could use him to bring his people two to three million people of the Lord from the reign of the enemy.
而约书亚呢，经过神的精心制作之后
，And for Joshua, after he experienced the working of the Lord,
他把神的百姓呢带进一个仇敌四布的环境的里面
，And he brought the people of the of God into the place surrounded by enemies.
然后征服这些仇敌
，And he conquered all these enemies.
那么得着迦南地为业
，And they gained the promised land, Canaan, as the inheritance.
我们都知道，这是在圣经中所记载的两个神所重用的神的仆人。
And we can see that those are two the servants of the Lord, greatly used by the Lord in the Bible.
很奇妙，就一个是把从仇敌的手中带出来。
Wonderfully, we can see that one was to bring the people of the Lord from the reign of the enemy.
另外一个呢，把神的百姓带进仇敌的权势里面。
And yet the other was actually bringing the people of the Lord into the reign of the enemy.
实际上，我们知道约书亚。所能所做的似乎是比这个摩西更艰难的。
As a matter of fact, we can see that what Joshua did was even more difficult than what Moses did.
那么约书亚实在是一个有非常深厚经历的一个神的仆人。
And Joshua was indeed a servant of the Lord who had a deep experience in him.
那么约书亚第二十四章呢，已经到了约书亚晚年的时候。
So Joshua chapter 24 is already came to the latter years of Joshua.
我们看见这个一生征战的一个神的仆人啊，他现在非常老练。
And we can see this servant of the Lord who has gone through all kinds of battles. Now he was very experienced in the Lord.
所以当他要离世之前呢
，So before he was about to depart from the world,
他把以色列的所有的百姓们都聚集在示剑这个地方。
And so he gathered all the people of the Lord at the place called Shechem.
他有最后给他们的一些激励的话。
And he has his last word of exhortation.
啊，我们都知道。在二十四章的里面
，We know that in chapter 24,
神不仅提醒他们过去神带领他们的一些的经历
，Not only did the Lord remind them how the Lord led them in the past。
那么约书亚在这里向着神的百姓挑战
，And Joshua here was challenging the people of the Lord。
你们若是觉得侍奉耶和华不好，你们可以选择。
He said that if it is disagreeable for you to serve the Lord, you can make the choice。
那么结果呢，他自己就表明了。他自己的一个态度
And yet he expressed his own attitude.
他说至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华
And he said as for me and my house we will serve the Lord.
我们知道这句话在当时激励了很多以色列百姓
We know that that saying has encouraged many of people of Israel.
然后他们大家都回应说不我们也要侍奉耶和华
They responded saying that no we also would like to serve the Lord.
所以在约书亚在世的时候还那班长老们在世的时候以色列百姓都侍奉耶和华
So when Joshua was still in this world, and then also for the elders of Israel was still there, they served the Lord.
那么这句话呢，不仅是表明约书亚个人的心智的一句话。
So this saying was not just expressing Joshua's own determination and desire.
实际呢，这句话里面包含着三个重要的问题在里面。
As a matter of fact, in this saying, there are three very important questions.
今天我们在侍奉神的事上，
concerning the matter of serving God.
如果神的家能因着我们被建立，
if a house of God can be built up because of us,
这三个问题是必须解决的。
And we need to answer these three questions.
这也是约书亚侍奉成功的三个点。
And that, actually, those are also the three important points that Joshua could serve the Lord with success.
第一个要解决的问题是我的问题。
The first is to deal with a problem concerning me.
第二个问题是我家的问题。
And the second problem is concerning our family, our house.
第三个呢，就是侍奉耶和华的问题。
And the third matter is concerning serving the Lord.
今天同样的。
It's also true here today.
如果这三个问题不能解决，
if we cannot resolve the three issues,
我们在侍奉上呢，不仅不能讨神的喜悦，
then we cannot please the Lord in our service.
我们恐怕不是在建立神的家，
and
we are 恐怕是在毁坏神的家。
And we are not to build up the house of God, and we actually are destroying the house of God.
那么这三个问题看起来非常的基本。
And these three questions seems very fundamental.
啊，感谢主这一次呢，给我们有三次机会，所以我们就把这三个问题呢拿出来跟弟兄姊妹一同来交通。
And praise the Lord that the Lord has given us these three sessions, so we would like to bring up these three questions to have some fellowship.
啊，我希望呢，我们这三次的聚会呢，我用这个比较像谈话的方式跟弟兄姊妹来讲。
And I hope in these three sessions, I would like to use this more conversational style to fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
我不希望这个又变成另外一个讲道聚会。
I hope this won't be another preaching or a message session.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要仔细听啊。
So brothers and sisters, please be attentive.
希望在主面前仔细的思想。
And you need to think carefully before the Lord.
我希望弟兄姊妹，很多人大家都能有回应。
And I hope that all brothers and sisters could respond.
那么这次聚会呢，我这个中间呢安排了一个 tea time。
So for this meeting arrangement, we have this tea time. It's a break for tea time.
可以喝点咖啡呢，喝点茶，吃点点心。
And so it's a time for some coffee or tea or some snacks.
有好多弟兄姊妹想说，哎呀，这个会不会太轻松了吧？
And some brothers and sisters thought, oh, whether we make this too loose.
弟兄姊妹知道在诗篇里面啊，诗篇的作者常常写到一个地方就来个细拉。
And so we know that in Psalms, when the psalmist writes to a point that he used to put a Selah there.
这个细拉是什么意思，弟兄姊妹知道吗？
What does the Selah mean?
它等于在音乐上面的一个休止符啊，一个零啊，那个休止符。
And in music, it is a pause there.
啊，为什么要细拉呢
？Why do we need a 细拉 there？
就是说这给你一点时间呢，叫你去思想。
And that's a time for you to think.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在两堂之间有一点好像是休息的时间，其实不是。是给你思想的时间。
So between those two parts, there is a break, as if it is a time for you to rest. Actually, it's not. It's a time for you to think.
啊，所以呢，你喝点咖啡，喝点茶呢，保持你头脑清醒一点。
So when you drink the coffee or the tea, it's to keep you awake.
这些问题呢，你好好去思想。
And then that's a time for you to think.
然后我们再回来的时候呢
，And as we come back,
我希望有很多弟兄姊妹能有一些的回应。
I hope we could have a lot of responses from brothers and sisters.
好不好？
Is that good? Is
大家同意吗
okay? ？Agreeable to you?
啊，好啊。好好，等一下要讲话的。
Those who say okay, then you have a chance to share.
啊，年轻的弟兄姊妹，我们也希望你们好好的学习思想。
And for the younger brother and sister, we also hope that you could spend some time thinking.
好，现在呢，我们来讲第一个要需要解决的问题。
So now we would like to talk about the first issues that needs to be resolved.
第一个要解决问题是解决我的问题。
So the first problem is concerning me.
这非常重要。
This is very important.
如果我们不知道解决自己的问题啊
，If we do not know how to deal with the problem concerning ourselves,
我们要想侍奉主很困难。
It's going to be very difficult for us to serve the Lord.
啊，所以约书亚告诉我们，你要好好侍奉主。第一个，你要解决我的问题。
So therefore, Joshua told us that if you want to serve the Lord, the first issue we need to deal with is the matter concerning me.
我前不久在中国啊
，Not long ago when I was in China.
我遇见一位年长的弟兄。
And I met an elderly brother.
他是呢，在那个地区里面呢，非常德高望重的一个年长的弟兄。
And he was an elderly brother, well respected in that region.
弟兄姊妹对他是非常的尊重的。
And he received much respect from brothers and sisters.
他在属灵上也非常的老练。
And he was much experienced spiritually.
那么他真的是忠心爱主。
And he was really, he is really faithful, loving the Lord.
你知道有一次呢，我们坐在那个饭桌上面呢。在谈话。
And one time as we are sitting at the dinner table, we have some conversation.
他就跟我讲。
And he said to me.
叫孙弟兄。
He said, brother son.
我告诉你。
I would like to tell you.
我是一个非常坏的人。
That I'm a really a bad person.
哇，我这一听啊，我的心里非常受感动。
And at that moment when I heard this, I was greatly touched.
我信主已经五十多年了。
And I have believed the Lord over 50 some years.
我也遇见过很多侍奉主的人。
I have met many servants of the Lord.
从来没有一个弟兄是这样说的。
I have never heard a brother saying this.
他是一个真正认识自己的人。
And he is a person truly knew himself.
他说弟兄。
He said, brother.
我实在是一个坏人。
I'm really a bad person.
心里非常受感动。
I was greatly touched.
他是一个有这么重的属灵分量的一个人。
And he actually is a heavyweight spiritually.
在那个地区里面。
In that area.
几乎弟兄姊妹们遇见任何的问题都找他。
And brothers and sisters will bring all kinds of issues to him.
他解决了很多教会的问题。
And he have solved many church problems.
但是他说这一句话。
And yet he said that.
弟兄姊妹叫我里面非常受感动。
And the brothers and sisters, I was greatly moved.
我想我们通常啊，我们人的习惯。
And for us, we as human beings, we have this habit.
一有事情出现的时候。
Whenever there's an issue.
我们总是觉得别人有问题。
We also feel like that the problem is with the other party.
很少人觉得自己有问题。
We never thought that the problem is with us.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't that true?
我们大多数都是这样。
And this is our common reaction.
弟兄姊妹，那个是我们的我。
And brothers and sisters, that is our this self.
所以约书亚告诉我们。
Therefore, Joshua tells us.
在侍奉上。
In the matter of serving.
第一个需要解决的是我的问题。
And the first issue we need to resolve is concerning the matter of me.
好，那么我们要从这个神的创造开头啊来讲。这个什么是我
？And so we need to look at what is this self or me from the origin of God's creation.
我们知道在人类的历史上啊
，We know from human history.
这个我是谁呀、啊？这是一个到今天也没办法解决的问题，对不对
？The question that who am I that has been a problem can never be solved.
如果你还没有信主啊。
If you have not believed in the Lord,
我劝你千万不要去想这个问题。
I try to encourage you not to think about this question.
因为历史上告诉我们，
because a history
tells us, 很多有智慧的人，所谓的哲学家，他们思想这个问题。
And there have been many wise persons, so-called philosophers, they have put a thoughts into this.
啊，有的人想到一个地步变成神经病。
And some people has put a thoughts into that to the point that they become mad or crazy.
Crazy.、Okay.
Yeah, crazy.
有的人呢，这个想到一个地步，最后只好自杀了。
And there some people have thought about these problems to the point that they committed suicide.
这个问题不能想，为什么有我
？And you cannot think about these questions.
我是个什么
？Why there's a me? Who is this I?
我为什么活在这个世界上
？And why do I live here?
对吧？这些问题呢，你不信主的人，你是很难明白的。
And for those who do not believe in the Lord, it's very hard for you to understand.
所以今天在座如果还有人还没信主，你不要想这个问题啊。
So for those who are among us and not yet believe in the Lord, please don't think about this question.
基督徒可以想。
And the Christians should think
about this. 基督徒不仅要想，你好好的想。
And this is a question for.
你把它弄清楚。
And you need to be clear on this.
为何会有我呢
？Why there is this me?
我们从神的创造里面我们就知道了。
From God's creation, we know.
神创造人的时候啊
，When God created man，
啊，神要把我们这个人呢，创造成一个有思想、有情感、有意志、有感觉的我。
And God would like to create this man to have a mind, to have a mind, to have a will, and also have an emotion and a full of feelings. This person, I.
这是神创造的奇妙。
And this is a wonderful creation of God.
神不要创造一个机器人。
God didn't want to create a robot.
神也不要创造一个木头人。
And God didn't want to create a wooden person.
神要创造一个有自主感觉的这么一个人。
God would like to create someone who has this free will and with feelings too.
那个感觉就是我。
And that feeling is concerning the I.
神是希望呢，这个我呢，能够选择神。
God hoped that this I or this person would choose God.
配合神。
And to cooperate with God.
爱慕神。
To love God.
明白神。
To understand, to know God.
降服神。
And to submit himself to God.
然后和他一同来完成他的旨意。
And also to fulfill the purpose of God with him.
所以这次当初神造人的时候呢，他要造的每一个人都是一个独立的个体。
And that's why God, when God created man, he would like to create each one of us to be an independent individual.
这是我的一个来源。
And that is the reason why we have this I.
所以你看，我们每一个人都是这样，对不对？
So it is so true with each one of us.
我们有我们的思想。
We have our own thinking.
我有我的感觉。
I have our own feelings.
我有我的情感。
And I have my own emotions.
我有我的意志。
I have my own will.
啊，这每一个人都是这样的。
And that is true for each one of us.
所以我们知道，在人类没有堕落之前呢。
So we know that when man, before man fell.
这个我是很有用的我。
And this I is a very useful I.
因为神喜欢我们主动来配合他。
Because God desired us to cooperate with him proactively.
所以 你在圣经里面看见神从来不勉强任何人。
And so that you can see the Bible that God has never forced anything upon anyone.
神尊重我们的那个我。
And God respects us, this person I.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important matter.
并且呢，在整个人类中呢，为什么出现我了？
And why in human history why there is this I?
在今天呢，科学上来讲，这个生物学上来讲，这是一个偶然的，就是一个偶然的一个出现。
And from a scientific or biological perspective, they say it is a random chance.
但是今天。我们从神的话语里，我们知道我的出现不是偶然的。
And yet, from the word of God, we can see that it is not a coincidence at all.
圣经告诉我们，我们还没出母腹了，这个神已经知道我们了，对不对
？And the Bible tells that even we are still in our mother's womb, that God already knows us.
所以神叫你这个我出现在这个世界中是有他的目的和意义的。
So that when God makes this I in this world, there is a meaning and purpose to it.
所以我每个人都知道，我这个我今天是从哪里出来的。
So each one of us should know what, where is this I, from.
不过可惜的是什么呢
？But very pity.
就是呢，当神创造人之后呢
？It's pitifully to say, that when God created man.
创世纪第三章讲到亚当夏娃的堕落。
And Genesis chapter 3, it talks about the fall of Adam and Eve.
讲到我们这个我开始堕落。
It talks about this I start to fall.
你知道在这个希腊文里面
？You know in the Greek.
啊，这个我这个字是一个叫ego 啊，英文叫 ego。
Okay, so it, in the Greek, the word I is ego, and now in the English, that's the word ego.
我们今天呢，必须明白一件事情。
Today we need to understand one matter.
这个我呢，有对的我和不对的我。
And then for this I, there's a right I, there's also a wrong I.
那么我们堕落之后呢，我们这个我已经不对了。
And after man fell, and this I has become wrong.
我快快地讲，首先这个罪进来了。
And first of all, the sin came in.
罪进来的话呢，我们晓得我们人灵魂体的秩序就被破坏了。
Because of sin, the order of our spirit, soul, and the body has become wrong.
你的灵失去功用了。
And we have lose the functions in our spirit.
而我们的魂呢，被我们肉体这个恶欲捆绑住了。
And our soul has been bound by the fleshly lust.
所以整个我就不正常了。
And now this I has become abnormal. normal.
我想我们必须从神的话语里面能认识这个。
And we have to come to know this from the word of God.
我们今天是一个堕落的人。
And we are as a fallen man.
我这个我已经是不正常的了。
And this I has become abnormal.
他所显出来的那一个情形是什么呢？
And what is the expression of this abnormal I?
就跟魔鬼一样。
And just like the devil.
魔鬼也有个我的。
And there's also this I or self in the devil.
你记得以赛亚书第十四章那里吗？
And remember what it says in Isaiah chapter 14.
以赛亚书十四章十三十四节，我们很快的把它读一下，好吧？
Okay, it's in Isaiah chapter 14.
十四章。
Isaiah chapter 14.
十三十四节，好吧。
Verses 13 and 14.
找到了，我们一起来读一下啊。
If we are there, let's read it together.
中英文一起吧。你心里曾说，我要
升
到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众心以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的住处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至高者同等。
好，
那么。在这里一共有五个我要我要我要，对不对？
And here there are five times I mentioned I will, I will, I will.
我们知道这五个我要都是不正常的。
We know that these five wills are abnormal.
所以今天呢，我们人堕落之后呢，
So after a man has a fall,
这个撒旦的这个我要就进到我们里面来。
And after man has a fallen, then this I will has come into us.
什么时候我们一讲说我要我要怎样，因为什么你那个我就不正常。
Whenever we say I will, I will, I will, that means this self has become abnormal.
那么我们知道，我们这个我已经离开了神了。
We know this I or self has departed from God.
撒旦的工作就是叫我们以自我为中心。
And the work of Satan is to make us self-centered.
你知道小孩子从小就是这样，对不对？
We can see that from the kids when they were young.
其实呢，我们到了成年以后呢，还是这个样子。
And actually, after we have grown up, we are still like this.
甚至我们在侍奉主的时候，我们还是这个样子。
And we are in the same way when we serve the Lord.
现在呢，这个我离开神，变成以自己为中心，所以他这个不正常的堕落的我。
And now this I has departed from God, has become self-centered. Now he's become abnormal.
所以我们常常在生活侍奉中，就看见我想怎样，我爱怎样，我决定怎样，我感觉怎样。
So in our lives, in our service, we'll say, I would like to do this. I feel like to do it. I just prefer to do that.
如果别人不照我们这个样，我们就不高兴。
And we will feel upset if things are not carried out in my way.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这个我的问题如果不被解决啊
！If the issues of this I is not dealt with，
你在侍奉上你很难被神用的。
And it's very hard for you to be used by God。
所以呢，我们看见约书亚首先提醒我们，这个我需要，这个受到这个要解决这个问题。
And so we can see that Joshua mentioned that the first matter concerning this I and that has to be dealt with。
我想弟兄姊妹哈，我们大家来看啊。
And so, brothers and sisters, let's look at this all together.
从你的经历里面呢
？From your own experiences.
你讲讲看，我们这个我到底有多少难处啊
？And you can tell how many difficulties you have concerning I or you.
比方说，有时候我们侍奉主啊。
And for example, when you serve the Lord.
我们喜欢引起别人的注意，对不对
？We would like to cause others' attention on us.
如果别人不注意这个我啊。
If people don't pay attention to this to this me,
我们这个里面就会这个很难过。
And we will feel upset.
有很多时候我们做一些事情。
And sometimes when we do something,
好像是在那做一些事，是希望人的注意力在我身上，对不对
？When we do such things, we hope that the people's attention will be on me.
弟兄姊妹，你还能举出什么例子吗？有没有谁举出什么例子关于这个我的这个？
And brother and sister, can you give any other examples concerning me?
我的理由，我的理由也是一个。
Yeah, we like to reason with others. This is my reason.
还有呢？
And any others?
我的情况。
我的情况，
Yeah, this is my condition, my situation. You don't understand.
是我们活在我的感觉应该很多啊，弟兄姊妹，你还可以找出来吗
？So if we are living in this self, this me, then there's many different conditions. Any other you can think of?
啊？
加深一点。
啊，我的感觉啊，
yeah,
对对，
my,
我们刚刚提的我的感觉，
my feelings,
这是很重要的东西啊。
That is very important.
嗯，还有呢
？Any others？ 容易看到别人
不？是这个、开头我们也讲了、啊，事情一发生，我们总觉得别人不对。
Yeah, we all often would like to easy to for us to point others wrongs, but not ourselves.
嗯。啊，你很苦啊！对对对，我很苦的。
It's very difficult for me.
别人都不了解我。
And I cannot be other people cannot understand me.
我很委屈啊。
And I have been wrong.
有没有啊
？And have you ever experienced that?
我受伤了。
I'm hurt.
还有呢？啊？
自我中心。
啊，自我中心这个我们也讲了。
Self-centeredness.
懂的啊，对。你可以看见很多细节上的东西啊。
So you can see many detailed matters concerning this.
啊？
Okay, so our sister mentioned that if we
我得不到，我得不到，对不对
？If we cannot obtain the things that we desire after, then we will become very upset.
我们更糟糕就是我得不到，你也别想得到。
The worst yet, if we say, if I cannot have this, you cannot have it either.
那么还有呢
？Any others?
骄傲，我很自傲啊，自傲是一种。
Yeah, self pride.
你知道还有一种可怕的东西，比如说在侍奉上。有时候我会幻想。
Okay. So there's another very terrible things is in the concerning service. I will fantasize.
因为我碰见过不少人呢，稍微有一点点恩赐啊，他就觉得他是神伟大的仆人。
I have met some people. They because they have some gifts, they would fantasize that they are God's great servants.
我们会幻想，今天呢，我做这个，我一祷告，他一定是这个样。你幻想。
And we would like to fantasize that when we pray, then things will happen this way.
着迷也是，对，我很容易着迷的。
Self obsessed.
我们有很多时候啊，对一些人呐、啊，对一些事着迷、啊。
And we are obsessed by things or some person.
还能说出些什么吗
？Any other?
自卑啊，自怜自爱啊
，self pity, self love, self humanity.
对，啊
，self what?
Wanted.
Self wanted.
Self wanted.
就我就是我要了啊。
Self wanted.
对。
这个，张能。
张能呢？都要合我的心意，对不对
？And things should be according to my will.
不合我意就不行。
And if not according to my will, then it can never be.
有的时候真的是我也很霸道，对不对
？I am very bossy.
我想弟兄姊妹啊，我们好像有的时候这个。一提起这，我们忘记了很多啊。其实生活中经历很多的。
Probably we have forgotten many others because in our daily lives we have experienced many.
从这个堕落的我里面呢，哎呀，那真是不知道产生多少的难处和问题、啊。
And they have there's numerous problems and issues from this fallen I.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们第一件事情在属灵世上。我们需要对付的是我把我的问题要解决。
So concerning spiritual matters, the first things that we need to deal with is the matter concerning I.
我们先不要想到别人有问题。
And let's not think others have some issues.
我们要感谢神。
And we need to thank God.
虽然我们是这个样子。
Even we are in such a condition.
但是神拣选我。
And God has chosen me.
这是神的大怜悯。
This is God's great mercies.
这是神的大爱。
It is His great love.
在彼得前书里面很清楚告诉我们
So in 1 Peter it clearly says this
神是因为认识我们而拣选我们的
God foreknew us and he chose us
神老早知道你那个我是个什么东西
And he knew beforehand what this I is about
知道而拣选这就是神的伟大
And he knew and he chose it is his greatness
所以我们每个人都要知道我们已经蒙到神的怜悯了
And for each one of us, we should come to know this. We have received His great mercy.
按照我们这个光景啊，哎呀，我们实在不配他拣选，对不对
？According to our conditions, we are not worthy of His choice choosing.
我常常听见有弟兄姊妹祷告说：“主啊，按我这个光景，应该是火湖的材料，应该下火湖。”
And some brothers and sisters pray that according to our conditions, we are actually material for the lake of fire.
但如果别人说，阿们，你应该下火湖。
But if they are amen by others and they say you should go to the lake of fire,
哇，马上就不高兴了。
And all of a sudden, then you will become very sad.
所以有的东西你自己可以讲，别人不能讲的嘛。
So something that can be said by yourself, but cannot be mentioned by others. We don't really know ourselves.
那么神是认识我们，还拣选我们。
And God knew us and He chose us.
所以我们要永远要感恩。
So we need to thank Him forever.
像我们这么一个。情形跟神的那个荣耀圣洁是差得太远了，对不对
？And for our conditions, we are so far away from His glory and His holiness.
那么神为什么要拣选我们这个我呢
？Why did God would like to choose this I?
感谢神
，We thank God.
因为他不仅是慈爱、公义、圣洁的神
，Because not only He is the loving and the holy and the righteous God.
我们知道他也是全能的神。
But he is also the Almighty God.
他能用他的大能来改变这个我。
He can change this I with his might.
因为他是全能的。
Because he is Almighty.
所以他可以拣选你这个我。
Then he can choose this I.
那么我们就知道他拣选你之后呢，他要改变你。
And he has chosen you, and he wanted to change you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在属灵的侍奉上，我们第一个注意的是我。
So in the spiritual matters, the first thing we need to pay attention to is concerning the matter of this I.
我们要让神先在我身上来做工啊。
And we need to allow God to do His work in this I.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常重要，也是非常宝贵的一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, this is a very important and very precious matter.
所以这个。主的救赎啊
，and the Lord's redemption，
跟我有非常大的关系。
has to do very much has very much to do with this I。
那我跟弟兄姊妹们啊，我想这些是最基本的问题，我从简单的问题上，和弟兄姊妹们来复习。
And so this is a very fundamental issue. So I would like to, from the basics, to have some review with.
因为呢，在人类堕落之后啊
，because after man fell，
没有一个我是对的
，and there is no right I。
所以主耶稣道成肉身就来成为一个我，这是他的我。
And so when the Lord Jesus Christ went here, took on the flesh, and he became another I。
我们也从圣经知道，只有他是一个最正确、最正常的我。
And so therefore from the Bible we can see that he is the most accurate and the most normal I.
所以主在希伯来书第十章里面两次讲到啊。
And therefore in Hebrews chapter 10, twice he mentioned.
他说我来了是要遵行你的旨意。
He said, I come to obey your will.
这个就代表神当初啊把我们这个人造成一个我的那个用意啊
，and he actually that represents why God created us this I.
神造这个我这个我应该是什么？应该来遵循神的旨意的。
And when God created this I, is for me to do His will.
感谢我们的主。
Really thank our Lord.
他把一个正常的我显出来。
Because He has expressed this normal I.
他不仅这样
，not only Not only that.
他还来代替我，代表我。
And he came to be in my stead. He came to represent me.
我爱的用这个你知道这个主啊，这个我们唱的诗歌里面常常唱到哈。
And in the songs we often sing this.
他死是为我。
And he said that he died for me.
有诗歌为我为我为我，对吧
？And there's a hymn says that for me, for me, for me.
是不错的。
It is true.
神是要把你这个我就拔出来的。
Because the Lord would like to save this me.
他代替我们这个我在神的跟前。
And he represent this me or I.
他也代表我。
He also represent this us.
所以他把这个救恩做成之后呢。
And after he accomplished this salvation.
那么圣灵就来。
And the Holy Spirit came.
首先启示他那个我。
And first to reveal his this I.
让我们看见主耶稣基督那个我是怎样的一个我。
And he was to reveal what kind of this I of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后呢，他要把我这个我变成他那样的我。
So after that, he's going to turn this my I into his I.
弟兄姊妹听懂了吗
？Brother and sister, can you understand this?
这是圣灵荣耀的工作。
And it is a glorious work of the Holy Spirit.
若是我这个我不能变成他那样的我，神就无法得住我。
So if this my eye cannot be changed into his eye, then we cannot be gained, this eye cannot be gained by the Lord, by God.
这不是绕口令啊。
And it is not some tongue twister.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须明白这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we do need to understand this.
今天神要第一个先救赎这个我。
And first of all, God need to save this eye.
所以你现在如果回头读四福音书的时候呢
？So now if you go back to study the four gospels,
这像一面镜子一样的。
This is just like a mirror.
它让我们来看主耶稣基督那个我是怎样表现。
And he allows us to see how the Lord Jesus Christ, his eye to be expressed.
所以从他身上，我们来看不看？我们来看一看，我们像不像他那个我？
And so from the word we will see that whether we are like him in that self or in that eye.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
在这里第一个重要的问题我们要先解决我的问题。
So the first important issues that we need to resolve is concerning the matter of eye.
这是非常重要的问题。
And this is a very important thing.
非常基本的问题。
A very fundamental thing.
今天我们要能感觉到这个周遭的难处，侍奉上的难处，恐怕都是我的问题。
And we have to see that there's a problem in our lives and so in our services centered on the issues of I.
如果我们全教会的弟兄姊妹们，大家在这方面都有学习，这个教会的光景就有救了。
And if the brothers and sisters in the church we will all learn to deal with these issues, then there's a hope for this church.
如果直到今天我们还在坚持这个我
，and if even till today we still try to hold fast to this I,
我可以告诉你，我们一点路都没有。
And I can tell you that there's no hope at all. There's no way.
你的家庭想要和睦 ，no way.
And if you find peace in your family life, there's no way.
你要想把你的家庭弄得好，也是没路的。
And if you want to make your family life good, then there's no way.
所以约书亚是一个非常有经验的侍奉主的人。
And therefore we can say Joshua, who was a very experienced in the Lord's servant.
他为什么这样说？至于我和我家，对不对
？That's why he said that as for me and my house.
因为我们这个是第一个问题。
Because this matter of me or I is the first issue.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我问你们这个约书亚在旧约圣经中。第一次出现是在哪里啊
？So for the younger brother and sister, this is a question for you. When the name Joshua is mentioned in the Old Testament?
有没有谁记得第一次出现在哪里
？When is the first time mentioned? Joshua is mentioned in the Old Testament. 嫩的儿子和西
亚。嫩的儿子
和西亚，那个你要讲圣经的出处。
And so you have to give a Bible reference.
啊，有谁记得吗？约书亚第一次出现在哪里
？Anyone can remember that?
我。
向摩西向三十天昼夜
时。那也不对。
Okay, so the one answer is that when Moses was up the mountain for 40 days and nights, Now we need to encourage the brothers and sisters to study the Bible well.
不会没人不知道吧？不会吧？嗯。No. Not right. 出埃及记第十七章。
And Exodus chapter 17.
这是。约书亚在全本圣经中间第一次出现。
And that is the first time Joshua's name was mentioned.
他第一次出现在做什么
？And what was he doing?
这个故事大家都很熟的，我一讲恐怕你就知道了。
And that's a familiar story for all of us.
他在山谷底下带着以色列人跟亚玛力人征战。
And he was fighting the war against the Amalekites.
对不对
？Is that right?
摩西在哪里
？And where is Moses?
摩西在山顶上祷告。
And he was on the mountain top of praying.
旁边站两个人。
And there was two persons next to him.
这两个人是谁啊
？And who are those two?
亚伦、户尔。
And Aaron and Hur.
现在回过神来了，大家都记得了哈。
Now we came to our mind.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
圣经呢记载约书亚一出现就是跟什么？跟亚玛力人征战。
And we can see that the first time when Joshua appeared, he was fighting against the Amalekites.
我们知道亚玛力呢，在这个圣经的预表上啊。
And we know that Amalekites in a type
是预表人的肉体。
And represent our flesh.
并且是预表的人肉体里面最强劲的力量。
And represent the greatest strength in our flesh.
最诡诈的力量。
And the most tricky strength.
所以呢，按今天的话来讲的话呢。
And use a modern language.
这个青年弟兄呢。
This a young brother.
摩西第一个让他学的就学十架功课。
And the first lesson that Moses wanted him to learn is the lessons of a cross.
学习对付他的自己。
Dealing with himself.
对付他肉体中最强劲的、最厉害的一个点。
And dealing with the most, the strongest things in his flesh.
所以我们看见在教会历史上啊。
And we can see that throughout church history.
很多被神所重用的神的仆人。
And a lot of servants of the Lord greatly used by the Lord.
在他们早年的生活里。
In their early years.
他们都受到非常严厉的对付。
They've been severely dealt with.
因为人的肉体中间的这个强劲的力量，如果不被对付掉。
Because the strongest strength in our flesh, if that has not been dealt with,
这个我在神的手中是没什么用的。
And this I has no use in the hands of the Lord.
我们再说啊，神不能使用那个败坏的我。
And I said we have to say that again. God cannot use that defiled I.
神只能使用那些改变过的我。
And God can only use that.The eyes that has been changed.
非常重要。
And that is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
我这一次呢，这个下午的这个跟弟兄姊妹的交通呢。
And for the fellowship in the afternoon.
我很想回到一些最基本的问题上。
I would like to return to some very basic issues.
这几天我希望弟兄姊妹们好好的思想一下。
And I would like to ask the brothers and sisters to put some thoughts.
我们也仰望圣灵的光照临到我们。
And we also look upon the Lord, His Holy Spirit,
让我们能看一看自己里面的这个光景是如何的。
So that we can truly see our inner conditions.
我们现在先不要再去想外面的东西。
That's not to put thoughts to the outer things.
第一个，先把你的问题解决。
First, to deal with the issues concerning the
side. 如果我的问题不能解决
，If the issues concerning I cannot be dealt with,
我们不要想去解决别人的问题。
And we cannot help to solve others.
我们也不要想说在神的手中能有什么用处。
And we cannot be of use to the Lord.
所以呢，我们鼓励弟兄姊妹们。
So therefore, we encourage brothers and sisters.
在主面前有好的追求。
To have a good pursuit before the Lord.
就是如何能把我呢活得对。
And so that how we can live this I, this me or I, right?
把它活得有意义。
And to have a meaningful living.
所以呢，我们劝大家呢，你干脆把这个我奉献了吧。
And so I'd like to encourage brothers and sisters that actually you would like to offer this your this I to the Lord.
你想想看，像这样的我，你要不要奉献呢？
And think this way, if for such an eye, are you willing to offer it?
我们以前觉得说我们把自己奉献呢，哇，这个吃亏了，这个好像给主什么好处。
And in the past, when we think about offering ourselves, we feel like, oh, we have this big loss because we have given the advantage to the Lord.
我年轻时候看见好多弟兄姊妹们起来奉献，交通讲这个奉献的道，讲得流泪啊，泪流满面的，很悲壮啊。
So when I was young, I saw brothers and sisters, when we talk about offering themselves to the Lord, they feel that it is very sad and this is a brave action.
哎呀，给人的感觉说，你看见他这个这个奉献的牺牲多大。
And they will make people feel that it is such a great sacrifice for that person.
求主光照我们。
May the Lord shine light in us.
你要主光照在你身上啊
！When the Lord shines His light upon you，
你就看见你把个什么破烂东西给主了。
And you are actually offering something that has been corrupted, it's defiled。
主要能收你的话，这是神的大怜悯。
And if God, the Lord is want to take it, it's a great mercy。
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
圣经给我看见，也给我们看，只有你这样把自己奉献，你那个我才有希望。
And the Bible let us to see that only when we offer ourselves in this way, then there's a hope。
所以我们早早的向神降服。
So we need to submit ourselves to the Lord sooner than later.
主啊，我把我这个败坏的我交给你了。
Lord, I would like to lift up this corrupt I or self to you.
我对自己没办法了。
I have no hope in myself.
希望你在我身上来做。
And I hope you will do your work in me.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们真是需要认识。
And we need to know this.
今天我们看见在整个地上基督教的光景都是不正常的。
And we can see that the Christianity on earth is abnormal.
如果今天我们有一个人是 PhD, 他把自己奉献了，哇，马上这个报纸上大登特登，对不对啊？
And so if a person who has a PhD and offer himself, then there's it will be great news.
啊，一个什么有大有成就的人把事业放下来侍奉主了，我们大登特登啊。
And or some accomplished person who has put aside his career to serve the Lord, then there will be a big news.
认真的来说，我们根本不认识我。
And serious speaking, actually, we don't really know I.
我们这个坏东西啊，这个主能接纳我们，要千感谢万感谢。
And for I or me, this is a corrupt thing. So if the Lord is willing to take it, we need to thank Him forever.
所以求主让我们能够学习追求怎样把它活得对。
And so may the Lord teach us how we can pursue in order to live this eye right.
实在来讲，我们除了奉献之外，你也没有别的路。
And actually, we have no other ways but to offer ourselves.
然后呢，在奉献的生活里，我们要接受圣灵和十字架在我们身上的工作。
So in our consecration life, consecrated lives, we need to take the work of the Holy Spirit and the cross.
这个好像是个老道理，对不对
？It seems to be the doctrine of old.
我要再提醒。
And yet I would like to remind you
on this. 我们在天天的生活侍奉里，要学习向自己死。
And in our daily lives, in our services, we need to learn to die to ourselves.
我常常都感觉啊，这个重要的真理啊。
And I often feel that this is important truth.
好像在基督徒中间已经变成了一个失落的一种艺术。
Has become a lost art among Christians.
我看三零年代的时候，或者甚至在弟兄运动的那个极盛的年代的时候。
In the 30s or during the Brethren movement.
甚至在这之前，那些追求圣洁的、追求奥秘经历的这些弟兄姊妹。
Even prior to that, for those who pursued holiness and pursued the mystical experiences.
在他们的生活里，他们是非常的注重、非常的讲究向自己死的这个经历。
And in their lives, they pay much attention to the experiences of dying to themselves.
今天因为我们已经不太重视这个东西了。
Today, since we have paid less attention to this matter.
你们原谅我这样讲。
Allow me to say this.
我们处处都看见这是要别人死。
Oftentimes we feel like it's we want other people to die.
自己不肯死啊。
And we don't want to die to ourselves.
弟兄姊妹没有希望的。
But and sister, there is no hope in this way.
如果我们不学会向自己死。
If we do not learn to die to ourselves.
我们很难。
And it's going to be very difficult.
从这个败坏的我里面被救出来。
To be delivered from this defiled I.
我从年轻时候就听见弟兄们这样讲。
And from my youth, I heard this.
他说我们呢、啊，基督徒啊。应该为弟兄舍命。
And for Christians, we should die for our brothers.
不能找弟兄拼命。
And we cannot fight to death with our brothers.
然后呢，发现讲这个话的人也是找弟兄拼命。
And but later I found that the person who said that also fought to death with his brothers.
可见这个话容易讲。
So we can find that it is easy to say.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要学习向自己死。
And brothers and sisters, we need to learn to die to ourselves. We need to learn this lesson.
这样的话呢，我们在经历这个保罗在加拉太书所说的。不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Then we can experience what Paul says in Galatians: "It's no longer I, but Christ lives in me."
啊，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It's no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me.
这句话记得吗
？And brother and sister, can you remember this?
我们最后大家一起来念一下，好不好
？And let's all together read this together.
现在活着的不再是我。我对不起，我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。所以今天下午呢，我想呢，那么我们利用这一点时间和弟兄姊妹们在这里交通了一个非常基本啊，也是非常重要的一个问题。
So this afternoon we have used this opportunity fellowshipping with the brothers and sisters concerning a very basic and very important issue.
我们用了约书亚的话。
And we use the word of Joshua.
至于我啊和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
所以这里第一个提醒的是怎样解决我的问题。
So the first reminder is how to deal with a matter concerning this me or I.
弟兄姊妹 能接受这个感觉吗
Brothers and sisters, can you receive this feeling or burden?
好像我们我看弟兄姊妹脸上的表情啊算了不要讲我希望等一下哈有点时间大家好好思想一下好不好
And I hope we could spend some time thinking about this matter
也许我们真的是需要喝点咖啡啊喝点茶头脑清醒一点
It seems we really need some coffee or tea to try to give us a wake up
下面的时间大家可以自由的活动一下然后呢在我们什么时候四点半好不好四点半啊，弟兄姊妹。